Six women are suing the University of Southern California. They say they were sexually abused by the university's longtime gynecologist, George Tyndall.
He worked at the school for nearly three decades, and an LA Times investigation found that he violated his patients for the entirety of that tenure. USC struck a secret deal with Tyndall last summer, allowing him to resign with a financial payout.
Here's lawyer Gloria Allred. She's representing one of Tyndall's alleged victims.
For many years, USC knew of inappropriate conduct by Dr. Tyndall, but failed to take appropriate measures to protect innocent students.
We want to warn you that this upcoming conversation contains graphic and disturbing details. Harriet Ryan is one of the LA Times reporters who broke this story. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Tyndall worked at USC for decades. What were the patterns of behavior that your reporting uncovered?
What we found was that Dr. Tyndall was accused of making inappropriate comments to patients and also touching them inappropriately during physical exams. We talked to many of his former colleagues as well as patients. And what they said was that he said things like, you have flawless skin, your breasts are very perky. And when he was doing pelvic exams, many of his colleagues felt that he was inappropriately using his fingers and touching the women, and that he was doing it in a way that other gynecologists didn't do. And that while he was using his fingers, he was making comments, oftentimes sexual in nature, actually referencing intercourse when his fingers were inside the women, saying things like, your boyfriend's going to love it. You have a very tight muscle. Are you a runner?
You spent almost 10 hours interviewing Dr. Tyndall. What did he say in response to these accusations?
Dr. Tyndall was adamant that he had done nothing wrong. He said he was an extremely thorough physician, but he was always appropriate. He said that he touched women in ways that were designed to make the exams painless and to comply with medical standards, that he never had any sexual urges towards his patients, and that unlike how he perceived many of his colleagues, he took his job treating patients extremely seriously and extremely professionally.
Dr. Tyndall started working at the university in 1989. The school got its first complaints about him in the 1990s, and he stayed in the job until 2016 when the university reached a secret settlement deal with him. How do they account for their failure to act over all those years despite the many complaints?
The university says that the senior leadership simply did not understand the problem and did not know about many of the complaints. They have said that the executive director of the clinic, who passed away 2 years ago, knew about many of the allegations against Dr. Tyndall and had files on them, but that he handled these complaints independently. They've said that when they went back and looked through his files and understood the complaints, they came to the conclusion that Dr. Tyndall should have been fired years before he was. But they are saying now that no one at the leadership level of the university understood the scope of the problem until 2016. And they acted at that time to keep him away from patients.
And at this point, I understand some 200 professors are calling on the president of USC to step down. They're unsatisfied with the university's response. What's the latest?
This morning, some of the most prominent faculty members on campus sent a letter to the Board of Trustees demanding that the president of the university, Max Nikias, step down. They said they had lost their faith in his moral leadership and they want someone new. Almost immediately, the chair of the Board of Trustees responded and said, look, we're upset about what Dr. Tyndall did, of course, but we have full faith and confidence in the president, and we have confidence that he will be able to fix this problem and come up with a plan to go forward.
How do you think this will resolve?
There is a lot of anger on campus, especially among young women. Recall that Dr. Tyndall treated tens and thousands of students over the course of 27 years. And so it's not just the women that are attending USC now, it is alums all the way into their 40s, and they are really seething with anger. So it's unclear to me how this is going to end.
That's Harriet Ryan of the LA Times, who broke the story about Dr. George Tyndall, formerly of USC. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.